You're listening to the Country Jamboree with Maureen and Mike G. Yeah!
You can have my coffee, you can have my tea, but just you let my baby be, because a jealous, jealous-hearted me. I'm just as jealous as I can be. Now I like fiddle sauerkraut, I get my mail on the rural route, because I'm jealous, jealous-hearted me. I'm just as jealous as I can be. Got a bulldog too. My gal don't bite, but my bulldog do, because I'm jealous, jealous heart in me. I'm just as jealous as I can be. Takes a rockin' chair to rock, takes a rubber ball to roll, takes a gal I love to satisfy my soul, because I'm jealous, jealous heart in me. I'm just as jealous as I can be. Now I may be old and up in years, but I can climb a hill without changing my gears, because I'm jealous, jealous heart in me. I'm just as jealous as I can be.
Jealous hearted me. That's Eddie Arnold from 1964. I didn't have the jingle ready. Welcome to the Country Jamboree, a show where we play country music from the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. And for quite a while, we're going to be saluting each year by playing the top five. Now, we played the top five when we started in 1944, when country music first started by Billboard. And 45, last week was 46, this week is 47. As I said, when we get along, you'll notice the difference in country music. It's more refined and all that stuff. But this is the Country Jamboree. We play country music from years gone by when radio used to play them. And they don't so much anymore, so we try to make up for it. Now, we have a unique collection of country music. Some always not the best because we haven't found another copy, but we work on it as much as we can. And no intro, just music today. And how to write me, and I'll let you know that in a bit. But let's get started with a song from 1948, Calico Rag by Al Dexter.
Calico Rag. Smoky towns, that's all I found in all my days. Never had a place to call home. Comes a time you've got to get your roots to the ground. Tired of running around. Neon lights and city nights don't suit me now. Gotta find a world that's mine. When I do, I'll know it and I'll be right there. Where the sun always shines. Where the lilacs grow and the happiness shows. On the faces of children and flowers and trees. Where the good times meet and the living is sweet. And there's never a cloud in the sky. Sleeping in the morning when the sun comes through. Let me dream, thinking it's true. When I wake, I'm gonna see that better day. And I'm going to stay. Where the lilacs grow and the happiness shows. On the faces of children and flowers and trees. Where the good times meet and the living is sweet. And there's never a cloud in the sky. Where the lilacs grow and the happiness shows. On the faces of children and flowers and trees. Where the good times meet and the living is sweet. And there's never a cloud in the sky. Where the lilacs grow and the happiness shows. On the faces of children.
Close. happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Did that song. Oh well. That's 1970, his version of Oh Happy Day. For 1969, Ring of Gold by Dottie West and Don Gibson. I think we need a better copy of that one. 1970, Slim Whitman, let me see if I can see this right. Where the Lilac Grow. Okay, and we started out with Al Dexter from 1948. We didn't have a jingle for that one. Calico Rag. Okay, here's one by Anita Carter. And I didn't know she... Well, this is from...
1967.
Love me now.
1974.
And his love will be his vision, and he'll take you where you stand. And will you stand your life by his and help the boy become a man? Will he be the son of his father? His father, the teacher, teaching love and honesty, and being his own man handler for the son of a run-of-the-mill run, rotten gambler. Will the devil be getting to you as you look back over what you've done and what you've done? Was it for reason or for right? Was it just for fun? Will he be the son of his father? His father, the teacher, teaching love and honesty, and being his own man for the son of the run of the mill run, rotten gambler. Shine upon you. He'd be the son of his father, his father, the teacher, teaching love and honesty, and being his own man handler for the son of the run of the mill run, rotten gambler.
Why do you like to roam? You got so much love at home. What makes a man wander? What makes a man wander? The whistle of a train, something to your brain. What makes a man wander? What makes a man wander? I know you love me as much as you ever could love anyone. Yet you're still gone. You're still gone.
Not a bad song. Didn't do that well, though. That is, and I got to look this carefully because it's LaWanda Lindsay and Kenny Vern. Okay, hold on, folks. I'll have to do this the other way. Bear with me, folks. Okay. And Kenny Vernon. And the Crawdad song from 1971. Interesting song. Not a bad version. And then from 1965, What Makes a Man Wander? That's Jan Howard, who apparently is pretty popular. I know you never hear her stuff anymore. And Murray, I thought that was that was. Son of a... let's see. There's my clock going, folks. Son of a Rotten Gambler. And that's Anne Murray, and that's from 1974. And we started out 1967. Love Me Now While I'm Living. I Am Living by Anita Carter. Interesting title. We'll play a couple more songs. Then I will tell you how to write me. And so get your word processing ready. And we'll start out with Bob Lumen. Well, yeah, he's still around in...
1974.
She never says the little things that make me warm, unless she wants things to go her way. Cause time and time again I've tried to leave her, and she does just enough to make me stay. She never says the loving words I need to hear, and it hurts because she knows the words to say. And when she hears me cleaning out my drawers and closet, she says just enough to make me stay. Sometimes I wonder how I've stayed this long. Like a fool, I keep hanging round for more. And when she acts like I'm already gone, until I start to walk out the door, then like before. Never gives me the love she knows I'm needing, and she knows I need it more and more each day. And when she sees I can't take it any longer, she gives me just enough to make me stay. Just enough to make me stay.
Oh, wow. Interesting song. Never heard that one before. That's Dotsy, D-O-T-T-S-Y, and Storms Never Last for 1975. Just Enough to Make Me Stay. That's Bob Lumen from 1974. Okay, I promise you I'd tell you how to write us. And please do, because we'd like to get email. And that's the only way to reach me here on the Country Jamboree, which is our flagship station at the Global Voice. And whatever other station you're listening to us on, we appreciate them giving me a chance to do this. And I'm really grateful for it. So if you'd like to write us at CJ, that stands for Country Jamboree, at MikeSmess.com. That's M-I-K-E-S like Sam. M-E-S-S like two Sams. I do it very slowly because of my speech impediment. .com. Don't put all that in there. It's CJ at MikeSmess.com. That's the way to reach me. And tell me what radio station you're hearing us on, or how you're hearing us, whether it's a Global Voice or some other internet or terrestrial radio station. We are on some terrestrial, I can't say it, radio station. I'm grateful for that. So we will be grateful for letting us know where you're hearing us. Okay, we're going to play the top five song from 1947. We will feature Ernest Tubb, Eddie Arnold twice, Merle Travis, and Tex Williams. So that's all I'm going to say. So we'll do that after this, but we want to let you know that you're listening to the Country Jamboree.
You're getting the nostalgia. Other DJ. Bring the action.
The action is here. Have mercy. From Los Angeles, California, transatlantic super jock, cranking up the vibes. Delivering the music and news right here on the Global Voice every Sunday at 2. Time to tell a friend. The Global Voice opens up, and look who pops out. It's me, the Emperor Roscoe. Welcome, everybody. The LA Connection will crank right here, Sundays at 2. And we look forward to you joining us.
All the news and gossip from Hollywood, plus good music. The LA Connection with Emperor Roscoe. 2 hours UTC Sundays on the Global Voice. Check the website for times and repeats.
You're listening to the Country Jamboree with Maureen and Mike G.
Coming home to you, I saw a rainbow at midnight out on the ocean blue. The stars in heaven were shining, moon gave its light from above. I saw your face in this rainbow. It made me think of our love. Come true. There we will make a heaven, sweetheart, just for we two. Here we will live so happy and have a baby or two. We'll name them after the rainbow, because it reminds me of you. After this life is over and our journey here is through, we'll move to the land of the rainbow and live in the starry blue.
It's a sin, my darling, how I love you, because I know our love can never be. It's a sin to keep this memory of you when silence proves that you've forgotten me. The dream I built for us has tumbled, each promise broken like my heart. It's a sin, my darling, how I love you, so much in love and yet so far apart. I don't miss you when people know I'm still in love with you. I'm sure you're happy with another who shares a love I couldn't win. Why pretend that I can't live without you? Deep inside, I know that it's a sin.
So round, so firm, so fully packed, that's my gal. So complete from front to back, that's my pal. Toasted by the sun, and I'm a son of a gun. If she don't make my 5 o'clock shadow come around at one, you can bet your boots I'd walk a mile through the snow just to see her toothbrush smile. They mention on the radio, if you don't think she's a lot of fun, just ask the man that owns one. So round, so firm, so fully packed, that's my gal. So firm, so fully packed, that's for me. She's just like a money back guarantee. Like a barfly goes for drink, like the Bobby Sox goes for Frank, and just like Jesse James would go for money in the bank. From head to foot, she's perfect size. She's a whiz, always wears a 45 gun, that is. She's got the look that's so impressing. She's got the pose that's so refreshing. So round, so firm, so fully packed. That's my gal. She's done told me that I'm top hand. It won't be long till she wears my brand. So round, so firm, so fully packed. That's my gal.
Now back when TV wasn't too old, a certain young fella with a heart of gold sung a cigarette song. Well, that young fella was me. Since then the world's made a lot of whirls, and you good-looking women who then were girls will find I've got a little different philosophy. There's far too many pros and cons, and too many brunettes are turning to blondes, and too many commercials telling me what to smoke. Well, I'm still sticking to my favorite brand, in spite of that crepe-hanging medicine man who says if I keep smoking, I'm bound to croak. Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death, think about all the time you spent feeling a little bit more content by lighting up another cigarette. Now the fellow who wrote that caution sign on this year's cigarette pack of mine meant well, and he's a good old boy, I'll bet. But he had him a job.
Now I'm a feller with a heart of gold, with the ways of a gentleman, I've been told. The kind of a feller that wouldn't even harm a flea. But if me and a certain character met, the guy that invented the cigarette, I'd murder that son of a gun in the first degree. Now, it ain't cause that I don't smoke myself, and I don't reckon they hinder your health. I've smoked them all my life, and I ain't dead yet. But nicotine slaves are all the same at a petting party or a poker game. Everything's gotta stop while they have that cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death,
tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette. On a game of chance the other night, old Dame Fortune was doing me right. The kings and the queens, they just kept on coming around. Then I got a full and I bet it high, but my bluff didn't work on a certain guy. He just kept on a-raising and a-laying the money down. Now he'd raise me and I'd raise him. I sweated blood, I got a sink or swim. He finally called and then didn't raise the bet. I said, "Ace is full, pal, how about you?" And he said, "Well, I'll tell you in just a minute or two, but right now I just gotta have a cigarette."
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death,
tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hate to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette. The other night, I had a date with the cutest little girl in the 48 states, a hybrid uptown fancy little date. Now, she said she loved me, and it seemed to me that things were just about like they ought to be, so hand in hand, we strolled down Lover's Lane. She was oh so far from a chunk of ice, and our smooching party was going real nice, so help me, Hannah, I think I'd have been there yet. But I give her a kiss and a little squeeze, and she said, "Tex, excuse me, please, but I just gotta have another cigarette."
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death,
Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette.
You've never been held before. I'll think of you each day, and then I'll dream the night away, till you are in my arms once more. The stars up in the sky, I feel so blue when I'm away from you. I'll hold you in my heart till I can hold you in my arms. So darling, please wait for me. I'm away from you. I'll hold you in my heart till I can hold you in my arms. So darling, please wait for me.
Yeah, Eddie Arnold there. We started out with Ernest Tubb, Rainbow at Midnight. I like that one. I never heard it before. It's a Sin. That was number five. Number four was It's a Sin, Eddie Arnold. Number three was So Round. It says here So Round, Firm and Fully Packed. I just go by what it says. But I think it's So Round, So Firm. So Firm and Fully Packed, which of course, which is weird because that was used for a cigarette commercial. That makes the girl think she's a cigarette, huh? Yeah. And speaking of cigarettes, we apologize for the wrong version of that. That was the 1968 version. I forgot we had both of them. So, and I didn't have time to quickly get rid of it and play the right one, which I did do in the end. The 1944 version by Tex Williams and the Western Caravan, Smoke, Smoke, Smoke That Cigarette. Number two, number one is I'll Hold You in My Heart. I'll Hold You in My Heart Until I Hold You in My Arm. Okay, we'll play the full version of the 68 version of Smoke, Smoke, Smoke That Cigarette, because I haven't heard it in a long time. But I think it talks about the new law that, well, you know, how the cigarette companies were, and when the Surgeon General declared cigarette smoking a health hazard for cancer. So, this was his answer to that one.
1968.
Back when TV wasn't too old, a certain young fella with a heart of gold sung a cigarette song. Well, that young fella was me. Since then, the world's made a lot of whirls, and you good-looking women who then were girls will find I've got a little different philosophy. There's far too many pros and cons, and too many brunettes that turn into blondes, and too many commercials telling me what to smoke. Well, I'm still sticking to my favorite brand, in spite of that crepe-hanging medicine man who says if I keep smoking, I'm bound to croak.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death,
about all the time you spent feeling a little bit more content by lighting up another cigarette. Now the fellow who wrote that caution sign on this here cigarette pack of mine meant well, and he's a good old boy, I'll bet. But he had him a job to do, and I'll bet you a quarter when he got through, he laid his pencil down and lit up a cigarette. Now, I see no harm in innocent fun, and I'm the sort of a son of a gun who just can't spend the time with frights and fears. I ain't gonna let it bother my mind if I cash my chips in ahead of time, cause only Methuselah lived 1,000 years.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death,
think about all the time you spent feeling a little bit more content by lighting up another cigarette. Why, cigarette smoking's a part of life. For instance, when you try to explain to your wife why you didn't get home till 4 o'clock last night, and she's demanding to know just why, you can think up a pretty good little white lie while fumbling for a cigarette and hunting the light. This life ain't nothing but a poker game where no two hands are quite the same, and I never saw a winner afraid to bait. So if you figure you want to quit, I wouldn't criticize you one bit, but right now I think I'll have another cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death,
think about all the time you spent feeling a little bit more content by lighting up another cigarette.
I know there's a lot of talk going around today about cigarette smoking whittling your life away. I've seen it and I've heard it so many times that finally it just started to prey on my mind. I guess it scared me a little bit. That's why I decided I was going to quit. So while I was sitting here forming my battle plan, I took another puff and turned on the fan. I just sat down in my easy chair and thought of all the money I'd wasted on cigarettes all these years. I thought I'd spend the rest of my days after I kicked this habit my body craved. Said to myself, this ain't going to be so tough. With that little bit of assurance, I took another puff. I took a puff, then I ripped off another puff. I decided I about had enough, that breaking this habit won't be too tough. Now, I'll give a lot of thought to this thing. If I didn't smoke cigarettes, I'd feel just like a king. Besides, with the price going up every day, I knew I was just throwing all my good money away. You know, I ain't lit one an hour or so. Just wanted to make sure I could quit, you know. I was thinking maybe I ought to write all this down, put it in a song, kind of circulate it around. Can't ever tell, might make a hit. That'd have to cause it a little bit. Can you imagine me, the hit songwriter? Where'd I put that cigarette lighter? After all, it's a habit, and a habit you can break. Just a little bit of willpower, son, that's all it takes. Said to myself, you've got to be tough. And with that little bit of wisdom, I took another puff. I took a puff, and then a puff, and I finally ripped off another puff, and I decided, boy, this ain't gonna be tough. Besides, I just about had enough. I'm about ready to quit this rotten habit anyway. Oh, I think they ought to take it off television. It looks too good. Oh. I like them skinny ones with the filter. Oh, give it to me, give it to me. Cigarettes. I say, if I quit smoking, what'll I do? Maybe I'll eat. Maybe I'll eat cigarettes. Oh, I love it, 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 I love it. Chester B. don't smoke. He smokes logs. Makes you laugh funny, too. Oh, my throat's scratching. Oh, I wish I could think of something bad to say about cigarettes. boo on cigarettes. Don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke. You could smoke and that'd leave more for me. I love it, I love it. No, I don't love cigarettes. You know, don't misunderstand me. I hate cigarettes. Makes you cough. And when you don't smoke, it makes you shake. I don't know what's worse, to shake or to cough. I think it'll make me a cough shake. Oh! Son, did you ever smoke? Oh, I remember one time I quit smoking. I quit for 3 months. My wife left me. So did my children. She took my house and left. It was a mobile home.
That was Jerry Reed from 72, Another Puff. No, I don't smoke myself, by the way. I just remember hearing that while I was working. We'll see you all next week. Bye-bye. Drop me an email, folks.